The Farm Food and National Security Act is a fancy name for a farm bill. But the partisan text that we've gathered here today to amend accomplishes none of its named goals. Farm security is at an all-time low. Our small farmers are reeling. We've lost 7% of farms since the last farm bill, and average farm size went up even as we lost farmland. Beginning farmers cannot get the support that they need, and few options exist for them in the bill that we are discussing today. Where there have been inroads made by the Secretary of Agriculture, this bill would tie his hands in red tape, threatening the ability of USDA to create regional markets or aid farmers in emergencies. Black farmers remain particularly vulnerable, and yet this bill offers protections not to farmers of color, but to programs and institutions that exploit their vulnerability, deny their applications, or refuse their business. Food security is also at an all-time low, and rather than address it head-on with this country's most efficient, most effective program, this bill cuts SNAP by $30 billion. No small amount for that matter. That's heartless. That's unacceptable. My colleagues and I have been clear for more than a year that any changes to SNAP and the Thrifty Food Plan would threaten the bipartisan process that we need to get a farm bill passed. Perhaps a sole hearing on nutrition was not enough to get our point across. Almost 11% of households in my congressional district use SNAP to stay afloat, and under GOP changes to SNAP, my state stands to lose $1 billion over the next 10 years. That's taking food away from children, from babies of all races and ethnicities. Now let's just come on. It's off the top here. This bill makes changes to SNAP that are rooted in conspiracy theories, stereotypes, and desire to PPP, punish poor people, that is deeply unchristian. And I would hope that members of this committee, especially in the North Carolina delegation, would at least be compelled by their faith to agree with me. And lastly, if farm security and food security are essential for national security, as many here have established at the last meeting of this committee, then a bill that makes aggressive cuts to SNAP and doesn't even try to stop the bleeding of the crisis facing small farmers puts this country at risk. Mr. Chairman, furthermore, climate change poses life and death threats to our food supply and to all invisible workers who make our agriculture industry possible. This bill eliminates the flow of IRA's conservative dollars to climate-smart practices that benefit producers and the planet. In what universe does deepening climate calamity make our country safer? What future are we building for our children? The supposedly bipartisan wins that exist in this bill are funded by unacceptable partisan cuts, cuts that are cruel, cuts that are ignorant of the problems facing our families and farmers back home.